USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration says it's cutting direct U.S. aid to three Central American countries. The State Department says it will suspend payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Jones is a political analyst at Rice University.
If President Trump believes that somehow by cutting off aid, he's going to get a change in behavior by these three governments, he's sorely mistaken. If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would.
The announcement comes as the president threatens to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
If they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
Attorney General William Barr says a redacted version of the Mueller report will be sent to Congress by mid-April. So far, Barr has sent a four-page summary of the report, but Democrats say they want the whole thing. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
When President Trump's counterpart in South Korea visits Washington next month, trade and military cooperation may be overshadowed by what to do with North Korea. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
GOP Congressman Ted Yoho on CNN was asked if South Korea will press the president to reduce sanctions on the North.
The president, Moon, will come over here. They'll try to work that out. They've had waivers where they can do humanitarian and some economic development in the Kaesong Industrial Park. President Trump did pull back on those sanctions.
With a speech in his native El Paso, Texas, Democrat O'Rourke is now officially a candidate for president.
This state and its 38 electoral votes count like they've never counted before.
Scott Braddock is editor of the Quorum Report.
O'Rourke was able to take Democrats 5 years ago from losing every statewide race in Texas by 21 points to last year coming within 3 points of beating a statewide candidate in Ted Cruz.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former congressman shed some light on the Department of Justice's responsibilities. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Attorney General William Barr has said he will get Congress a redacted version of Robert Mueller's full report regarding Russian collusion in the 2016 election by mid-April. Now, that news does not sit well with some Democrats, but according to Fox News contributor and former congressman of South Carolina, Trey Gowdy,
the Department of Justice speaks in indictments. They don't write biographies. They don't write reports on people. They don't do oppo research. They issue indictments. Mm-hmm. So if I were to ask Eric Holder or Dag James Cole, why didn't you indict this person? They wouldn't answer the question.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Calls have been made to ban the word cyclist, and many are wondering if it's just another example of political correctness or common sense. John Clements has more.
Researchers at Queensland University of Technology, working with the University of Melbourne, Australia, conducted a survey finding some respondents had deliberately operated their vehicle closer to a bike rider. 17% said they used their vehicle to block a cyclist. 9% used their car to cut off a cyclist. The researchers said the word cyclist has become associated with negativity with acts of aggression. So they're suggesting instead of cyclists, we say people who ride bikes. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.